Good morning, Petunia.
Morning, Bob.
What on earth is that noise?
Oh, ow!
Larry, what are you doing?
I was trying to ride this skateboard. I thought it would be quicker than walking.
Have you done much skateboarding before?
Nope. First time and last time. I borrowed it from Junior Asparagus because I needed to get here fast. He said it would be easy. Well, let me tell you, Junior has a very strange idea of what easy is.
It's a good thing you didn't fall off and break a leg.
Bob, I don't have legs.
Oh, that's right.
Anyway, sorry I'm late. I was baking scones for Archibald Asparagus, because he's British.
Wait, what? And what's a scone? Why are you baking them for Archibald?
Oh, good questions, Bob. And I'm happy to explain.
Oh, I love scones. They're like a biscuit.
Petunia's right. A scone is like a biscuit for British people. Except they call cookies biscuits. But they don't have cookies with their tea, even though they drink tea all the time.
Why are you talking about tea? Wait, does Archibald drink tea all the time? I'm confused.
I know. It's so confusing. The British drink tea all the time. They drink tea before lunch, after lunch. They drink it on trains, when they're at the swimming pool. They drink it when they're riding bicycles. And they even drink it before bedtime. Gallons and gallons!
So what you're saying is that they like tea.
They love it.
Okay.
And scones are their favorite food to have with their tea. So, I'm inviting Archibald over for tea today. And then I'm going to surprise him with the scones I baked this morning. That's why I was late.
Ah, now I understand.
And because Archibald has a really bad case of the hiccups.
And now I don't understand again.
He normally likes to bake himself scones. But you can't bake if you have the hiccups.
Hiccups and baking don't mix?
You, see, like this. And that makes you spill the batter all over the place. It gets really messy.
Oh, got it. That makes sense. Guys, it's time to start the podcast.
Cue theme song. Today, kids, we're going to talk about hospitality.
Oh, I'm very interested in learning about hospitality. What does it mean?
Didn't you read the podcast notes?
Nope. Sorry, Bob. I just got really busy making those scones.
That's all right. You can learn about hospitality along with our listeners.
Wait a second. Does hospitality have something to do with going to the hospital?
Not at all. It's something totally different. Hospitality means cheerfully sharing food, shelter, or conversation with others. The Bible actually has some wonderful stories about people being hospitable. God used their hospitality to bring about really good things.
Oh, this sounds really interesting. Tell me more, Bob.
Well, there was once a poor widow who gave the prophet Elijah food and shelter, even though she didn't have much food for herself. Sometime later, the widow's son became ill, but Elijah healed him. And then there was a woman named Lydia who often opened her home to the missionaries Paul and Silas. In doing that, she was helping the early church to grow. God used their hospitality to bless others.
So, those are all examples of hospitality from the Bible, but what's hospitality like today?
Well, a good example is your mom and dad inviting guests over for dinner. That's hospitality. And hospitality is also making them feel at home, offering them snacks and something to drink, or just sitting and talking with them.
Bob, Larry, we've got our first guest on the line. It's Dr. Flurry, and he has an exciting new invention.
Hi, Dr. Flurry.
Hi, Doc.
Bob, Larry, it's most excellent to talk with you today.
So, what's your new invention, Dr. Flurry?
Yeah, is it an anti-hiccup robot that picks you up by your ankles and hangs you upside down until you stop hiccuping?
No, but that's a fascinating idea. I'll have to remember that one. Bob, Larry, my new invention is a radar sweeper beeper.
A radar sweeper beeper. That sounds super cool. I need one. What exactly does it do?
Well, it's quite simple. The radar sweeper beeper is a handheld device that emits a radar signal in order to detect hidden objects. To demonstrate, I will turn on my radar sweeper beeper by flipping this switch... turning up the beeper dial, and then activate the beeper with this button.
Wow, that sounds cool.
I can hear it working, Dr. Flurry. Is the radar sweeper beeper showing you anything?
It is, Bob. The signal is quite strong. Apparently, there's something quite close. Yes, very close indeed. Why, it's underneath my desk. Aha!
What is it, Dr. Flurry?
My car keys! Oh, I lost them this morning. The radar sweeper beeper has found my keys.
Boy, oh boy, Dr. Flurry. Your beeper sweeper, I mean, your sweeper beeper, sure is handy. Maybe I could finally find my hairbrush.
Fascinating. A double beep signal. The radar sweeper beeper is now picking up not just one, but two large objects somewhere off on my right.
Can you see what it is, Dr. Flurry?
No, not yet. But I'm now moving in the direction of the signal. The display screen shows that I'm getting closer, closer, closer. Ouch!
What happened, Dr. Flurry?
Are you okay?
Oh, I'm quite fine. I was looking at the sweeper beeper without paying close attention to where I was going. I'm afraid I collided with an extremely large container of marbles.
Marbles? Do you use marbles in your experiments?
Yes, sometimes we do. And sometimes we just enjoy a game of marbles. Aha! I must be getting very close now. The double signal is just on the other side of this door.
Careful, Dr. Flurry!
Jimmy! Jerry!
Hello, Dr. Flurry.
Hi, Dr. Flurry.
Are you guys okay?
We're feeling a little lonely.
We got two lonely cords.
Well, why don't we sit and have a visit?
Thanks, Dr. Flurry.
Say, I was just about to make some hot chocolate in my laboratory. It's quite a scientific process, you know. Heat energy transfers from the flame to the chocolate, turning the solid into a delicious, sweet liquid. Would you two like to have some with me?
Hot chocolate? Really?
Of course! And maybe we could have a chat while we enjoy the results of culinary science.
That would be super great, Dr. Flurry. That's super nice of you.
Bob, Larry, would you like to come over to my laboratory and join us? You're more than welcome.
Wow, hot chocolate. That's thoughtful of you, Dr. Flurry.
But
we have to continue the podcast. Right, Bob?
I'm afraid so, Larry. We'd love to another time.
Another time it is.
Goodbye for now, Dr. Flurry.
Enjoy your hot chocolate.
Of course!
You know, Larry, Dr. Flurry was showing hospitality just by being kind to Jimmy and Jerry and spending time with them.
Some hot chocolate and a chat with Jimmy and Jerry sounds fun.
It's that time, guys. Mr. Lunt is waiting on the line.
Put him through, Producer Petunia. Mr. Lunt, how are you?
Hi, Mr. Lunt.
Bob, Larry, guess where I'm calling from?
I don't know. Australia? New Zealand?
No.
I love guessing. The island of Borneo. The top of the Eiffel Tower in Paris. Antarctica?
Nope, and probably never. Antarctica is a little too cold for me.
So, where are you?
I'm in South Africa, visiting my friend Hendrik. Say hi, Hendrik.
What was that?
Well, that sounded like a bull.
Not exactly. Hendrik is a water buffalo.
A water buffalo? Oh boy, I love water buffaloes. I probably love them more than they love water. Wait, they do love water, right?
Well, I know he totally likes to drink water, and I think I've seen him swimming a few times. Oh really? I did not know that.
What did he say?
Hendrik says swimming is actually one of his most favorite things ever. He learned to swim when he was a little tiny water buffalo. Wow, that sounds pretty nice. Hendrik says whenever he goes swimming, he then stands around in the mud to keep cool. He says he's made some really good friends in the river.
Oh, like fish?
No, he says he's made friends with some egrets. Hendrik says he invited them to perch on his back, so now the egrets just make themselves at home there whenever Hendrik is down in the river.
What's an egret?
Egrets are these tall, skinny birds with long beaks. Hendrik says when they see a fish swim by, whammo! They jump off Hendrik and grab themselves a juicy fish. Hendrik says he really enjoys having the egrets stand on his back. They're great company, and he knows it helps them out a lot.
He doesn't mind all those birds standing on his back?
Yeah, it seems like it would get heavy after a while.
Well, that's because you got a strong back, Hendrik. Hendrik says they aren't heavy. They're his bird brothers.
Say, you know what? Hendrik sounds like he's practicing hospitality.
You're right, Larry. He is.
Hospitality?
Yeah, we've been talking about hospitality today. That's exactly what Hendrik is doing for the egrets.
Well, water buffaloes are pretty nice, so I'm not surprised.
I think we could learn a thing or two from the water buffalo.
I wouldn't mind if an egret wanted to perch on my head, at least for a few minutes.
Well, guys, Hendrik and I are going to go visit a lake nearby. He says it has some real nice mud.
Thanks for taking the time to chat, Mr. Lunt. Goodbye, Hendrik.
Say hi to the egrets for us.
You know, Larry, this is a perfect opportunity for one of my favorite songs. Do you remember...
the water buffalo song? Absolutely. Let's play it.
Everybody's got a water buffalo. Yours is fast, but mine is slow. Oh, where'd we get them? I don't know. But everybody's got a water buffalo. Ooh. I took my buffalo to the store. Got his head stuck in the door. Squeezed some lima beans on the floor. Oh, everybody got a...
Stop right this instant. What do you think you're doing? You can't say everyone's got a water buffalo and everyone does not have a water buffalo. We're going to get nasty letters saying, where's my water buffalo? Why don't I have a water buffalo? And are you prepared to deal with that? I don't think so. Just stop being so silly.
Hey, kids. Want to join real-life heroes sharing the good news of Jesus? Then tune in today to Good News Heroes on Unite Radio. Explore stories of missionary heroes, like Corrie Ten Boom, helping Jews during World War II.
Just yesterday, I saw the Jewish family down the street be arrested as if they were criminals. There's got to be something we can do to help.
Or missionary pilot Nate Saint, breaching the Aucas in the jungles of Ecuador.
I hope that someday the airplane will be an important part of telling them about Jesus.
That's not all. Explore the Bible on Good News Devos. What will you explore first? The story of Joseph? The Lord's Prayer? Or maybe the armor of God? Connect to Christ with Unite Radio wherever you listen to podcasts. Search for Unite Radio, that's U-N-I-T-E Radio, or visit cefonline.com/heroes. That's cefonline.com/heroes.
Bob, Larry, we've got Tommy holding on the phone. He has a very difficult question to ask you.
A difficult question? Oh, we love difficult questions.
We do? Oh, right! Of course we do. I sure hope we can help.
Tommy, you're live on the VeggieTales podcast with Bob and Larry.
Hi, Bob and Larry. Thanks for talking with me. I have a big, difficult question to ask.
Hi, Tommy. What's your question?
Well, the thing is, I just got a new skateboard. I love skateboarding. I mean, it's more fun than soccer and baseball, and those are super fun.
Oh, I've got a skateboard too. I'm probably not as good as you, but I'm learning.
Keep on trying, Larry. Anyway, my question is, well, some friends of mine, we always go to the skate park Saturday afternoon. It's totally awesome. But this Saturday, my mom and dad are having our new neighbors over for a barbecue. And well, you know...
Oh, I think I get it. You want to go to the skate park instead?
Yeah, I don't want to miss out with my friends. My mom says the new neighbors have two little kids. They're way younger than me. But mom says we want to welcome them to the neighborhood.
Your mom is doing a good thing, Tommy.
Being nice to guests, inviting them over for food and getting to know them, that's called hospitality.
Hospitality?
Yeah. God actually wants us to be hospitable. That's what he says in 1 Peter chapter 4. Hospitality is how we show God's kindness to others. Your mom and dad are being kind to your new neighbors, and you can be a part of that.
Maybe you can show the new kids how to skateboard.
And who knows, your new neighbors might become your friends.
That's true. I hadn't thought of that. Okay, I'll help mom and dad be... what's that word again?
Hospitable.
Right, that's it. Thanks, Bob and Larry.
Bye, Tommy.
Bye, Tommy.
Time for the advertisement, guys.
Thanks, Petunia. And now, a quick word from our sponsor.
Billy, it's raining cats and dogs today. Be sure to take your Seriously Super umbrella with you to school.
Okay, Mom.
Whenever the weather turns bad, just get out your Seriously Super umbrella. Maybe it's raining cats and dogs. Maybe a grand piano is falling from the 32nd floor. With your Seriously Super umbrella safely and securely above your head, you can just smile and say, "No problem." Our patented super duper resistance technology can withstand lightning strikes, meteor showers, and even falling satellites. The Seriously Super umbrella. Buy yours now before it's too late.
I need a Seriously Super umbrella.
Well, they do sound pretty useful.
Bob, Larry, you have your next guests waiting on the line.
Great. Put them through.
Okay, here they are. Jean-Claude, Philippe, you're on with Bob and Larry.
Hello? Bob, are you there?
Hi, Jean-Claude. Hi, Philippe.
Load the slingshot, Jean-Claude. Load it, Philippe.
What's going on? What are you guys doing?
Pull. Fire!
Are you guys okay? What's happening over there?
We are right in the middle of a battle, Bob, so you might hear the shouting and yelling.
And don't forget the throwing, the hurling, and the slingshotting.
Of course. Reload!
In the middle of a battle? Slingshots? What are you talking about?
Are you guys okay?
Oh, it is a very glorious battle, Bob. We are on Marseille, Philippe and me. Fire! Marseille is a city in the south of France. It is quite beautiful, of course. Of course!
But the battle! You said you're in a battle!
Yes, we are here for the annual Slushy Festival.
Oh, the annual Slushy Festival. That sounds fun! I love slushies!
What do you do at a Slushy Festival? Do you just go around drinking slushies all day?
Drink slushies? Of course not! It is a battle! We throw the slushies! There are thousands of people here, and everyone, they are throwing slushies at each other all day long. It is a big battle. Ha! Take that! Well thrown, Philippe! Thank you! Ho ho ho, you missed! My grandmother has better aim than you! Jean-Claude, together, let us return fire! Ho ho ho, got him! There is nothing better than to throw slushies at your enemies. See them driven before you and hear their hollering. I could not have said it better myself.
Gosh, you guys sound like you're having the time of your life. I wish we were there.
Me too.
It is better that you are not here, Bob. You are round and red, and you would make a very tempting target. Ho ho, splat!
I know how to dodge.
Bob can dodge with the best of them.
Anyway, we met some British tourists today. They were confused, very confused. They thought it was the annual tea festival. Yes, they were wandering around trying to find tea to drink. Very strange. Why would anyone drink tea when you can throw slushies? Philippe and me, we introduce ourselves and say hello. We said hello, you tea-drinking British tourists. And they said to us, "Watto, watto!" They are very interesting people. So we showed them around and then invited them to lunch. After all, they are guests in France. You must be kind to guests, of course. But of course, we are French! We are famous for being hospitable. Now we are teaching them how to throw the slushies. We will teach them the slingshotting later.
They don't know how to throw slushies?
Well, they are learning fast. They say it's because they play cricket.
But I thought crickets only play violin.
Well, that's really kind of you peas to show the tourists around.
Jean-Claude is down! I shall avenge you, Jean-Claude!
And I shall also avenge myself!
Vive la France!
Jean-Claude? Philippe? Are you still there? Hello? Well, I think we lost him, Larry.
That sounded amazing! Can you imagine a whole city having a slushy fight? How cool would that be?
It would definitely be messy. Anyway, we're almost out of time.
Out of time? Bob! Look at the time! I'm late!
Late? Late for what?
Archibald Asparagus! Remember? I invited him over to have tea and scones. How am I going to get home in time?
Why don't you just call him and say you'll be late?
I know. My skateboard.
But you guys aren't done yet with the podcast.
How about we do the podcast while I'm skateboarding at top speed back to my house?
Works for me.
What? Hey, wait a second. Podcast from your skateboard?
Awesome. Whew. I'm glad you agree, Bob. Come on. You're invited, too. You can have scones and tea with me and Archibald.
I don't know if this is a good idea.
You're right. It's a great idea. Hop on, Bob.
I'll stay here and run the podcast remotely. Don't break a leg.
That's exactly what I'm thinking.
We'll be fine, Bob. We're round. If we fall off, we'll just bounce and roll.
What? How about we just don't fall off?
Hold on, Bob.
We're going too fast! Slow down! Slow down!
There's no time to slow down. Oh, look! There's Laura Carrot. Hi, Laura!
Hi, guys! Do you want to come over and play basketball with me and Junior?
I'd love to, but we're in a big hurry.
A big hurry? Larry, watch out for the cat. And watch out for the dog. The dog's chasing the cat. No, he isn't.
Well, that's good.
The dog's chasing us now. Faster, Larry, faster. He's gaining on us. Faster, skate faster.
Oh, nice, doggy. Don't fight, Bob. We're here. Oh, he just wants to lick you, Bob. How nice. He must love tomatoes.
Thank goodness that's over.
Hello, Archibald. Come on in. You're right on time. Would you like some tea and fresh scones? I baked them myself.
That sounds marvelous, Larry. Thank you for inviting me over. Oh, hello, Bob.
Hi, Archibald.
Bob, absolutely splendid to see you. I say, are you feeling all right? You look a little green.
I'm fine. I think I just need to breathe.
Excellent activity, breathing. Larry, these scones look absolutely delectable.
Thank you.
You know, Larry, we've been talking about hospitality today. And do you know what you're doing right now? You're providing food, being kind, and having guests in your home. That's hospitality. You're being hospitable.
Hey, you're right. Cool. I guess I am.
Like we talked about with Tommy, hospitality is a practical way of showing God's kindness.
And it really isn't that complicated. I just baked some scones and invited Archibald over. And you too, Bob. How hard is that?
These scones aren't hard. They're delicate and fluffy. Delicious.
Well, kids, that's all for today's podcast. Remember, God made you special.
And he loves you very much.
Can I have another scone and another cup of tea?
Of course.